And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. I mean it when I say that. That would be Alabama. I'm talking about this show sends its signal way on down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi. Thrown in just for good measure. Do you know, Boomer, every time I do that, I'm actually picturing like a map in the state. I'm like running the map in my mind. When
just
I do that.
Running the map.
So when we expand the footprint of the show one day,
yeah,
which we expect to happen, I'm going to have to repicture the map.
Oh, you're going to have to totally redo it. The map is going to have to be re-put back together.
I'm going to be so messed up for a while. Where are we today, Boomer? You're in Barbados. Okay. Broadcasting across the Caribbean. I don't know what I'm talking about right now. Listen, I got to tell you before we go any further. So you heard all about Elm Foundation a while ago, and I hope you got a solid picture of what they do. Man, what they do is amazing. That being said, some of the other folks that support this show have been with us since the beginning, ZLA Solutions. So ZLA Solutions, you can find them on their website, ZLAUSA.com. But ZLA Solutions, man, they're good at what they do. And I know these folks personally. They do business end solutions of all kinds. They can help you with your logistics, your warehousing, your sorting and containment, your quality control, all that stuff. But ZLA Solutions, their bread and butter remains staffing. If you need people, they can get people. And I don't mean like a little bit. They can do the onesies and twosies, certainly. They can do special knit skills, hard to find, yes. They're hiring right now for groups at Redstone Arsenal doing high-tech white-collar work. But they can also hire you an entire shift of people to work at automotive manufacturing or something else, service industries, it doesn't matter. They're doing it right now for big name employers all over North Alabama and beyond. So if you need help getting people in jobs put together, they can do the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing, all of it. ZLA Solutions. You can find them at ZLAUSA.com. But you got to do this. If you call them, tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. I would appreciate that. All right, I'm going to get all three dippers done. I mean, that's
awesome.
That's pretty epic. So the first dipper was indeed home fries. We did that one earlier in the show. Second dipper was, we called it a hand up. What it means to actually not throw government dollars at somebody and then hope things get better, but actually have people in the community doing stuff like the Elm Foundation when they were here in studio told us all about it. And then we got third dipper. You ready for this? State rights fights. So the 10th Amendment to the United States Constitution. The 10th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution says that those things that are not otherwise relegated to the federal government in terms of federal law, if you will, are thereby devolved to the various states. Their legislatures can pass laws to do things at their level. That's what, like for instance, that's what happened with abortion. This is a big, huge, hairy deal. I mean, last year, Roe v. Wade went from being a constitutional right, which it never was, to being declared by the Supreme Court of the United States, no, that's a matter for the various states. And so instantly, the fight went out to not just one place where you fight it, Supreme Court, but now to 50 various legislatures, each of which has created or is creating their own version of that particular law. All right, that being said, there's stuff happening right now around the nation, some of which boggles the mind, and others shows what I would call a conservative united front. And so here's one that boggles the mind. So first of all, I love it when they try to find a reason why it can't possibly be what it is. Liberals can never seem to gather that their policies suck and that they are crushing their own states. California is literally crushing itself right now. Daily Caller has a piece that came out 2 days ago. You ready for the headline? California blames climate change for a major insurance company's decision to stop covering new homes. State Farm has decided they will no longer offer new homeowners insurance applications in California. And the state's blaming it on climate change. Boomer's giving me the look right now. You ought to have the camera on yourself right now, Boomer, because that was a good reaction. But so, all right, Boomer, let me ask you, man. You build a house in California, you want State Farm insurance. What are you going to do?
Oh, no.
Climate change.
Climate change?
I mean?
Well, do tell me why.
The factors driving State Farm's decisions are beyond our control, including climate change, reinsurance costs affecting the entire industry, and global inflation. Oh, my gosh. Oof. So, yeah, they're basically saying that all the storms out here that are causing insurance companies to have to pay, well, that's because we never had storms before we decided there was climate change. No. It's because, literally, they've made life miserable for the insurance companies.
Yeah.
And so now you can't get your house insured by State Farm in California. Go figure.
Well, is that just going to start a trickle effect?
You can pretty much guess that's the harbinger of what's about to come.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. And you know, you look at it and go, it serves you right. I mean, I hate it for some of the people in the state who have to. And by the way, there are conservatives in California.
Yeah.
I mean, what is our second biggest audience or one of our biggest audiences on the podcast still California?
California.
So, all right. There's some good, solid Republicans out there, right? But they're getting drowned out by the knuckleheads, bunch of knuckleheads that are passing laws that are running companies like State Farm right out of the state. Speaking of running out of the state, Boomer.
Running out of the state. Oh, boy.
You and I are both Jeep people.
Yes, we are.
Indeed. So Jeep people are not welcome now in both Delaware and California.
Why? How? Why?
Because they got knuckleheads making the laws out there. That may be a new word. It's spelled K-N-U-C-K-A-H-E-A-D-S, knuckleheads. So knuckleheads are making laws. So here's the deal. California, I don't know how this happened. Apparently, California is the role model. Everybody wants to be like California.
Everybody.
Whoop, whoop. So what are they wearing today? I'll wear that too. No. But California has what's called their zero emission vehicle regulatory model. That by 2035, they're going to be at zero emissions. No, they're not.
No.
No, they're not. But what's happening is a bunch of other states have seen the California zero emission vehicle standards as being something they want to adopt. Okay. A Delaware automotive dealer, according to the Delaware Business Times. I'm really reaching out for news on this one, aren't I? Delaware Business Times. A Delaware automotive dealer says that Jeep will no longer ship gas-powered cars to be stocked on his lot as a result of the fact that Delaware's current consideration of the California zero-emission vehicle would prohibit sales in the state of new gasoline vehicles beginning in 2035. So Jeep's already saying, well, then screw y'all. We're out of here. That's what's happening.
So Jeep is pulling out.
So Jeep is... All right, the prohibited gas-powered Jeeps cited in the notification are the Wrangler 4-door Sport, the Sahara, the Rubicon, the Wrangler 2-door Sport, the Rubicon, and the Jeep Grand Cherokee. I guess my Gladiator is safe.
I guess you are.
Well, I don't want to brag or anything, but I can go to Delaware in my Gladiator. But, yeah, they're saying right now that Jeep is already saying that, by the way, this is not California. Jeep's already saying, well, I guess we're just going to quit shipping gas-powered Jeeps to your state now.
So are they going to stop sending parts as well for the ones that are breaking down?
That is a fair question.
I wonder. I mean,
are they gas powered parts? I guess they are.
Gas powered parts. I mean, they're going to a gas powered car.
So, yeah. I don't know, but I look at this and go, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
That's ridiculous.
So here's the deal: Delaware is about the size of a postage stamp, right?
Right.
I mean, Delaware is about the size of Madison County.
Yep.
I had a friend of mine in the Pentagon that was from Delaware. He had been a state trooper in Delaware, and he was talking about a high-speed chase across the entire state. I said, would that take 10 minutes? But so if it's that small, just jog next door to, you know, one of the other northeastern states and pick you up a Jeep and drive it home. What are they going to do, make you stop at the border?
Yeah. That's what they should do. I'm just going to go over here.
Yeah. Y'all excuse me. I'm going to step over here and buy a Jeep. It's just asinine. All right. But I will say this. There's some good stuff happening. You know, there's some things that we're frustrated about in Alabama, but we did pass the bill to prevent transgender participation in sports at the college level. So, I mean, you and your lovely wife, McQueen, have both been involved in college athletics.
Yes.
That being said, I would imagine y'all are pleased.
Yes, we are.
Okay.
Very much so.
I am.
I mean, it should. This is exactly how it should be.
I guess it's kind of a shame we have to have legislation.
Yes.
To be honest. But at least we do. because not every state does. And so good on Alabama for that. However, there are things happening right now across the nation, states. I mean, so this is a bigger article, and this is a good one. If some of y'all want to track what the trends are nationwide, I would tell you, go to our resources tab on the website. When you hear me rattling the paper, go to rightsideradio.org. Go to our live stream, which, by the way, the live stream was down, but now it's back up. Go to our live stream tab, and there's a button there that says resources. Every article I'm quoting to you is linked by its dipper. All right, right there. Go grab them. This one is from Just the News. Headline, State Legislatures Battle Over Parental Rights and Gender Procedures. And it says Republicans argue that gender procedures are detrimental to children's health. And yes, that's true. What you're seeing right now is that multiple states around the nation, multiple, are stepping in and saying, look, we are not going to allow this transgender surgical procedure to take place on kids. Not going to do it. Not just. And then you got just the opposite. You've got some states that are stepping in going, you know, we don't see why parents should have a say in this. And we're going to make this a transgender safe haven, which means the state can actually decide what's better for your child, which is amazing to me. But not here in Alabama. The article points out that some places you're looking at, things like Colorado, a state controlled by a Democratic majority, recently passed a law that allows healthcare providers to, quote, furnish contraceptive procedures, supplies, all without notification to a minor, to their parents. There should not be laws, absent a claim of abuse, there should not be laws that prevent a parent from having the first and final say as to their kids. I mean, we have laws on the books right now that say a kid can't drive till they're 16. They can't drink until they're 21. They can't join the military until they're 18. They can't be considered to have consensual sex with an adult until whatever age their state says statutory rape is listed as. And they're not of the age of majority in Alabama to buy a house or enter into a contract till they're the age of 19, unless they've been fully emancipated from their parents by the age of 17. I'm quoting you all the law. I'm lawyering up on this to tell you, we have laws in place that acknowledge the fact that there are some decisions and actions in life that require a different level of maturity. But we're going to tell a kid who can't get a Costco card on his own that he's allowed to go ahead and make decisions about whether he wants to have his sex changed. That's asinine. The very idea that someone would look at that and go, wow, here's a good idea. Let's let a kid decide they need surgery to, you know, whack off their private parts. There's going to come a day when we're going to look back on this time and we're going to be proud of certain stands we took, and we're going to watch class action lawsuits happening in others. I'm just telling you. All right, listen, folks, we got to take a break right now. I see the phones are ringing, so we'll take a call probably when we get back from this break. But let's do that right now. We will take the break. We will come right back and put a lid on today's day. I'm in number 3 of the Triple Dipper, State Rights Fights. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Hey, by the way, when you hear those ads playing during the break, just know this. Right Side Radio is actually a standalone business. We are not owned by the stations that we're on. We own the content. We own the show. We have our own studio. We send our signal to them, but we have to support ourselves like any business. And one of the ways we do that is by advertising sales. If you want to advertise on this show, if you listen to it and go, dang, those guys are just like me. Man, I want my show affiliated with them. Well, we'd love to have you. So just go to our website, rightsideradio.org, and there's a place in there where it says advertising and contact. You just send us a message. We will jump back on the horn with you, and we'll figure it all out. We'd love to have you as part of the team. So, yeah, rightsideradio.org, advertising, love to have you. Can't call the station and get it done. You got to call us. Line one, somebody held on during the break, so let me honor their time. Steve, Huntsville, how you doing?
How you doing, Colonel? Good to talk to you.
You too. What's on your mind, buddy?
Well, you were talking about the transmitters and stuff like that, but it just came out last week that Washington, the state of Washington, will remove your children from your home if you do not honor their transgender rights. And that is on an AP News story. I thought that it might have been clickbait, but I researched it, and no, they will actually put your child in foster care against the parents' wishes if you do not say that your kid is a girl that wants to be a boy.
I'm going to tell you right now, the birth rate in the state of Washington is going to go down, and so is the population, as everybody floods out of there and starts moving to places like Alabama, Tennessee, Florida. It's amazing to me, man.
Right. If you just do AP News, trans minors protected from parents under Washington law, it's a disgusting, disgusting article. And as somebody who has raised kids and they went on to be successful, and you couldn't be more prouder of them, you know, I don't understand, and I don't try to put myself in someone's shoes with a child that would have gender dysphoria or any kind of issue like this. So I honestly just don't understand it from a logical point of view. But for a state to say that they can take your children, if you came to my house to take my children, that'd be a bad day for you.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. And I totally agree, and rightfully so. And I think you know, coming up in the near future, you're going to wind up seeing somebody challenge that in court. But the other piece of this is, you mentioned it being logical. There's no logic to it, man. I mean, you and I both know that. There's no logic to it. What we've got here is a situation where they have decided on that leftist agenda that they are God, and they know what's right and wrong, and they will determine it for you. And Steve, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate you very much.
We live in an opposite world.
Yeah, we actually do. It's a bizarro world. Yeah. Steve Huntsville, thank you. Appreciate it very much. I saw you getting animated, Boomer. What you got?
Oh, yeah. And I know we've talked about this before. With that whole scenario, someone coming to take someone's children from them and to put them in foster care, they're going to have multiple people. And those people that are coming to those houses, they're not going to want to in the first place. The police officers or whoever else. Because they know what's about to happen. I mean, there's going to be some quarrel, you know, there.
Some friction.
Some big friction going on, and they're not going to want to do it.
No, I can't help but believe you're right. I mean, it's one thing to say a child's being abused, but to, and you know, one of the worst things that can happen is for egregious circumstances to occur and someone that says, I was just doing my job.
Right.
You need a new job. And so if it is that awful that you're in a position where you're going to take someone's kids, probably in violation of their religious liberties, by the way, because they may have a religious stance on why they believe this is inappropriate, mm-hmm. that their child is not transgender, they're not going to subject them to hormone blockers or anything else. If you're going to have to either A, suspend your own feelings and just accept the fact that you'll do whatever someone orders you to do, or B, go get another job.
Right. And who's to say these young kids, they may want to be Batman or Spider-Man. I mean, they don't know. Again, we're going into this whole thing of a child should not be making these decisions, just like anything else that we have laws for, drinking, even voting, being able to rent a car. I mean, come on.
Yeah. I mean, a child who cannot cook or fend for themselves in life, a child who can't decide whether his shirt matches his pants, you know, is certainly not capable of deciding, I should be a girl.
Right.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
It's ridiculous.
Are we done?
We're done.
Wow. All right, this show flew by, man. What a great show. Listen, I got some good stuff laid on for you tomorrow, too. Got some good guests to include Boomer McQueen tomorrow. All right, folks, we love you. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all have an amazing night. We will see you tomorrow at 2. right side ruffians out there. You are listening to Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right.